With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Qatar says gas shipments are being affected by Houthi rebels as U.S.-flagged vessels are attacked off Yemen.
One of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The statement by Qatar Energy comes as an explosion struck near two U.S.-flagged vessels on Wednesday, travelling through a crucial strait near Yemen. The British military says no damage or injuries have been reported, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Houthis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, as expected, Donald Trump was the big winner in yesterday's New Hampshire primary. Bob Agnew reports.
The former president thankful to clinch a second straight victory in his quest for the 2024 GOP nomination.
Thank you very much. We love you. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. We'll see you on the trail.
Rival Nikki Haley says that political pundits have it wrong if they think she has plans to drop out.
Well, I'm a fighter. And I'm scrappy.
Haley says she's come a long way since there were at one point 14 GOP candidates, and now it's down to her and Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
Los Angeles County's annual report on homeless residents underway. The 2023 effort reported more than 75,500 people were homeless on any given night in L.A. County, a 9% rise from a year earlier. Flash floods that raged through parts of San Diego on Monday. It was so bad that Mayor Todd Gloria declared a local state of emergency. This is SRN News. The Canadian government wants to help teachers embrace the transgender agenda.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration has produced a toolkit designed to help public school staff learn about transgenderism. It begins by stating that the idea that there are only two genders, male and female, is, quote, a colonial and white supremacist structure rather than a natural or indisputable truth. It's not clear how many Canadian taxpayer dollars went into producing the document, which is nearly 100 pages long. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, others in Western Europe, the U.S. and the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began. Their median age is now 86. This is SRN News. Oregon lawmakers are moving to undo part of a drug decriminalization law.
It's a sign that public opinion in Oregon has soured amid rampant public drug use and a fentanyl crisis. Democrats at the state capitol unveiled a new bill that would make the possession of small amounts of drugs a misdemeanor, allowing police to confiscate and crack down on drug use on sidewalks and in parks. The bill aims to make it easier to prosecute dealers, access treatment, and obtain housing. The bill would not apply to Oregon laws legalizing cannabis or psychedelic mushrooms. State Senator and Portland Democrat Kate Lieber tells the Associated Press it's the compromise path to make sure we're continuing to keep communities safe and save lives. I'm Jennifer King.
An Oregon jury has awarded $85 million to 9 victims of wildfires that ravaged the state in 2020. The latest verdict in a series of legal proceedings against the utility Pacific Corp. 9 people died in those fires. More details at SRNnews.com.